Just filmed before a studio audience.
What time's your flight tomorrow?
Oh, it's early, but you don't have to worry about taking me. I called a service.
Well, you didn't have to do that. I'd have taken you. Gosh, we could have enjoyed a nice ride and stopped and gotten something to eat. I'd have walked you to the gate and given you a big kiss goodbye.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to leave here at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh. What service did you get?
I found them in the phone book. They are listed as the oldest and most reliable limo service in all of Minnesota.
What's the name of the company?
Clippity Clop.
Sounds like the oldest.
Their motto is, we're early or the ride is free.
Very catchy.
I'm going to go pack.
Okay. What the hell is that?
What happened?
Looks like somebody took out our mailbox.
What? Were you expecting Luther?
You okay, pal?
Somebody order a limo.
Yes, I did, but not until tomorrow morning.
Our motto, we're early or the ride's free.
Well, I'm going to need about 8 hours.
But you're not going anywhere with him.
Well, take your time. I'll be in the car. I found this on my hood.
Seen a movie tonight?
What's playing?
How about Dumb and Dumber?
I don't like sequels.
Sequels?
Yeah. First one was about that flying elephant.
You're thinking of Dumbo.
No, I didn't. Dumbo's a love story with Jimmy Durante and Doris Day.
That's Jumbo. Coach, you want to go see Dumb and Dumber?
I ain't got seen enough.
Hey, look. Jimmy Johnson's coming to the mall.
I saw that years ago. Robert Redford walking through the woods with that big bushy beard.
Jimmy Johnson, the football coach.
Oh.
Why's he coming to the mall?
It says here he's going to be signing copies of his new book at Ridgely Sporting Goods store this afternoon.
Hey, let me see that.
Are you interested in going to the book signing, Phil?
No, but I'm interested in going to the pros.
What?
Jimmy Johnson is the guy everybody wants to hire to coach a pro team. Everybody's calling him. Do you realize that when he turns down an offer, he's going to recommend somebody else? And do you realize when he recommends somebody else, it's probably going to be a friend?
You realize you're not his friend?
Well, not yet, but give me a couple hours. I'm telling you, if I had a recommendation from Jimmy Johnson, we'd have a job in the pros in a split second.
Coach, I think you should meet him. I think he'll like you. Wear that blue sweater with the little buttons.
I'll see you guys later.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't I get to meet Jimmy Johnson?
No, there'll be plenty of time for that when we're all sitting together at the first NFL preseason press banquet. Why, yes, I am.
No cutting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ridgely's is proud to welcome Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy! Please have whatever you like, Mr. Johnson, autograph ready so we can keep the line moving.
Look, kid, quarter. Hi, Jim.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm with him.
Who are you?
Hayden. Hayden Fox, the Screaming Eagles.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Hayden?
Great.
You want me to sign something?
No.
That's him.
Excuse
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson, is this man bothering you?
I'm not bothering him. We're talking.
Mr. Johnson's here to sign merchandise, not chit-chat with people who aren't buying anything.
You want me to buy something?
Yes.
Here.
That's going to be $14.95.
Jim, how long are you in town for?
Just until tomorrow.
Oh, really? Great, because I was thinking...
Okay, you got your autograph. Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm not done.
That's $34?
Yeah. See, I was thinking maybe we could go out to dinner together, you know? I mean, heck, you won a national championship, I won a national championship, we could compare notes.
Well, I didn't really have any plans, but...
Great, then we'll go out to dinner. This is my town. I'll show you around.
What is this, love connection?
Hey, well, wait a minute. I'm still not done. Here, here.
That's $189.
Whoa, way too much. Okay. Sign that. So, where are they putting you up at?
They put me up for the night at the Grand Fairview.
Oh, no, 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 not there.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it looks good on the outside, but inside it's a flea bag. I mean, the beds are filthy, the maids are filthy.
Could somebody call the police?
Jim, look, I mean, as long as you're in town, I mean, it sounds like such a crummy place. Why don't you stay at my cabin? It's right by the lake. I got a TV, I got a fireplace, I got fish on the wall.
Well, that's awful nice of you, Hayden, but really, I couldn't put you out.
No,
somebody please put him out.
Jim, listen, I mean, we're coaches. We're like a fraternity. When I'm in another part of the country and somewhere strange, I can always count on one of my brothers to take care of me. Please, let me do this for you, brother.
Well, thanks a lot, Hayden. That might be fun, actually.
Oh, great, great.
All right, let's go.
Hey, I'll see you in the parking lot, Jim.
You were right. This is some cabin.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to hate to have to give it up when I make the big move.
Where are you moving?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't coach college forever.
Oh, I hear you. You think about retiring, huh?
No. I've had some nibbles from the pros.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Hey, is that a rainbow trout?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, you know, Jim, I've always wondered... how you made the transition from college to the pros, you know? I've always admired you for that, but when you went from Miami to Dallas, how'd you make that?
That's a joke.
You kill me!
The truth is... you'll know when you're ready to make the move up to the pros. And when you get the opportunity, just grab it. I don't think you'll have a problem.
You don't?
No. Listen, I can't thank you enough, you know, for your hospitality. You driving me around, giving me a place to stay tonight, taking me for that great lobster dinner, buying me the hat and gloves. Yeah. You're a generous guy, Hayden. Thanks.
That's what friends are for, Jim.
Well, I'm beat, and I've got to leave first thing in the morning, so where am I sleeping?
Oh, well, you're going to have my room.
No.
Come on, no argument. It's right down the hall there. Hey, you need some jammies?
Well, no, I'm all set. There.
Here you go.
See you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again, buddy.
Buddy. Thanks again, buddy.
Did we wake you?
Well, what the hell is this?
I was so excited when you called from the restaurant, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't sleep, so I called Dauber and I told him what you said.
And then I couldn't sleep,
so we had to come over.
What's his excuse?
Yeah, he couldn't sleep without me.
So Jimbo in there?
Would you just keep your voice down? Better yet, why not all of you just go home?
What about the rings? Did you see the rings?
He was only wearing one.
Oh, God, was it amazing?
Yes.
Oh, God, Hayden, I gotta see it. I gotta see
He's
it.
He's sleeping, Luth.
Hayden, I've never seen a Super Bowl ring in my life. Please.
Maybe he takes it off when sleeping.
Oh, I gotta go check. Luther, you stay right here. If he's taking it off, I'll go get it and I'll bring it out here. But then you guys gotta go home. You promise?
Of course, of course.
Huh? Yeah. Boy, I've always wanted to lay my eyes on one of those babies. Well, sounds like we might have a shot of getting one of our own.
Wouldn't that be something?
You know,
Maybe this time next year, you and me will be sitting around Jimmy Johnson's house swapping stories about the Mickey Mouse days of college football and talking to Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long and Cindy Crawford.
Why would she be there?
Because I'll bring her.
What happened?
I was on the nightstand, but the more I thought about it, and the more I realized I should take it.
Oh! Let me see.
Don't you touch it.
Oh, God, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Look how it catches the light, Doc.
Oh, just to behold it. Just to behold it.
Okay, here, but be careful, Luth.
Baby. Did you ever see such a beautiful thing in your entire life?
It's bigger than the Pope's.
When did you see the Pope's?
It's just an expression.
I'm not going to believe it. Jimmy Johnson is staying over.
How do you clean something like that?
I'm telling you, Christine, it is amazing. It's like we've known each other for years. We're like brothers.
I wonder how they came up with the idea of giving out rings for winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, why not a set of glasses or a big belt buckle or special shoes or something like that?
So how's your trip going, honey?
No. See, the ring is the best because it's on your hand, right? And you're always using your hand.
That's true. And then you can always hold it up and look at it and dream of that special day.
Uh-huh. So, how's the speech? How's your speech coming? Huh? Christine, honey, could you hold on a second? Hey, what's wrong with Quincy?
Huh?
What's wrong with Quincy?
Nothing's swallowed something.
He swallowed something. I don't know. What'd he swallow?
A ring?
He swallowed a ring. A ring? You mean to tell me Quincy swallowed Jimmy Johnson's Super Bowl ring?
Well, he thought it was a pretzel.
A pretzel? A pretzel? Give me that, dog.
No.
Give me it.
Come on, leave him alone.
Make him cough it up.
No, he's not really a copper. But here, let me see if I can coach him.
What are you doing?
This Quincy you're talking about here. What's more important, his life or some stupid ring?
An electric knife.
No!
I've got an idea. Okay. Most dogs will throw up if they eat a little grass.
Why isn't he eating?
He doesn't know he's supposed to. Hell, you usually don't even let him walk on the grass.
Come on, you idiot. Start eating.
He doesn't have to throw up, you know. There is another option.
What other option? Oh, I'm not waiting for that.
Come on, Quincy. Come on. These teeth are bad. Look. Looking, baby. Look at that. That's it.
He's in the grass.
Yeah, that's it. Come on. No.
After eating all that grass, he still hadn't thrown up.
Man, am I sick.
Luther, is there anything else that makes him nauseous?
He can't watch that ER show.
Jimmy could wake up at any minute. What are we gonna do?
Hey, I got an idea. The ring is only gone temporarily. It's like a friend borrowed it.
Yeah, and we're waiting for that friend to pass it.
Well, what if somebody stole it?
Yeah, that's it. Somebody came in here and robbed you guys.
That's insane, Dauber. If someone came in here and robbed us, the place would be a mess, and more than just the ring would be gone, and Jimmy and I'd be tied up.
Ha ha ha!
can't go through with this.
What else are we gonna do?
Look, it's really Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, man. Jimmy Johnson sleeping in your bed, Hayden. Greatest living coach in America. He's a legend, a hero. Come on, let's tie him up.
You can't just tie him up like we're at a rodeo. You have to be gentle. You have to be delicate. Whatever you do, don't mess up his hair.
You couldn't mess that hair up with a chisel. He even puts hairspray on before he goes to bed.
Look, it's Jimmy Johnson's aftershave.
You put that down, Dahmer.
It's sweeter than I thought it'd be.
Put it down.
Go check on Quincy.
Okay. Lift him up, lift him up. Put the rope under me. Put the rope under me. Lift him up. Don't move. Don't move. His aftershave smells a lot better on him.
Still the plan?
Get over here, Doc.
Did you check on Quincy?
He's still eating.
Anything happen yet?
No.
Well, then help get him off me. Easy, easy. God.
Oh. Okay, okay. Luth. Luther, you tie his hands. Doc, get his feet.
Make it look believable. I gotta gag him.
Hey!
Hey, Jimbo!
What the hell is going on here?
Hey, hold on, nothing, nothing. Just fixing a crack in the headboard, Jimmy.
Why am I tied up and who are these people?
The fellow next to you there is Luther Van Dam, my defensive coordinator.
How's it going, Jimmy?
The fellow in the ski cap is Michael Dubinsky. He's my special teams coach.
Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. I like your aftershave.
I guess you'd like us to untie you now, huh?
Okay, that'd be nice.
Look, Jimmy, I know this looks bad, but let me explain what happened. See, Luther and Dauber came over here just to see you, but by the time they got here, you were asleep. But they didn't want to leave without seeing your Super Bowl ring, so...
Where is it?
Well, see... What? Yeah, I'm getting to that. See, what happened? What happened, Jimmy?
My dog ate it.
But we know where the dog is.
We got the dog.
He's on the porch.
We'll get the ring back.
And we'll get it cleaned.
See, we were worried, sir, that we wouldn't get it back in time. So we tied you up to make it look like you were robbed, and then after we got it back, we'd say we caught the guy, and then you'd still be our friend.
Okay, Jim, if you just have a little more patience, I promise you we'll get the ring back, and then you can leave here and forget any of this ever happened.
That may take some therapy.
Hi.
Hey, Christine. Jimmy, this is my wife, Christine Armstrong. Christine, this is Jimmy Johnson.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
What are you doing?
Well, we're waiting for something. I'd really rather not go into it.
Wouldn't you all be a little warmer inside?
Believe me, you don't want this to happen inside.
I always thought those rings were too big.